Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Nepal Army imposes prohibitory orders and extends nationwide curfew in response to escalating unrest. Government advises Indian citizens to defer travel to Nepal until situation stabilizes. Assam government approves SOP to expel illegal migrants under 1950 Expulsion Act. US President Donald Trump asks EU to slap 100% tariff on countries, including India, for buying Russian oil. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over East and Peninsular India for the next 4 to 5 days. And in Asia Cup cricket, India is set to begin campaign against host UAE this evening at Dubai. And now the news in detail. The Nepal Army, now in charge of national security, has issued a prohibitory order till 5 p.m. today and has extended nationwide curfew till 6 a.m. tomorrow. The army said the move was necessary as violent agitators continued to cause arson, looting, property damage and attempted attacks during protests. Further notice would be issued on the basis of the analysis of the situation. On the third day of the Gen Z protest that turned ugly, a little calm was witnessed in the Kathmandu Valley with a massive presence of security personnel, including the Nepal Army, on the streets. The Nepal Army has requested one and all not to leave their home except for essential work. The Nepal Army has requested everyone to immediately inform them once the miscreants target public and personal property or damage historical, social, cultural and religious places. The Army requested one and all to cooperate with the security agencies to control criminal activities. Meanwhile, Tribhuvan International Airport, which has remained shut since Monday afternoon, will remain closed till the evening today. The airport was shut owing to increasing smoke billowing in the Kathmandu Valley due to the arson carried out during the recent protests. Let's go live to our correspondent in Kathmandu for more updates. Shweta, please tell us what is the latest you have from the ground, as there are reports of vandalism in some parts of Kathmandu and nearby areas. Shweta, can you hear me?
Anuja, you see, Nepal Army has issued a prohibitory order till 5 p.m. today, while the curfew would be in force since then to 6 a.m. Thursday. Considering report on vandalism and arson still going on in some places in Nepal due to infiltration of anarchic person and groups, and army is anticipating further possibility of such incidents, prohibitory order is in place. Further notice would be issued on the basis of the analysis of the situation. However, during the prohibitory order and curfew in place, the vehicles for essential services would be operating as usual. For necessary facilitation, the concerned person office are suggested to coordinate with nearby security officials. A Nepali army has also requested protesters to hand over weapons, ammunition and other security materials that were looted and lost by security personnel during the Gen Z protest back to army or to relevant security personnel. The Nepali army has also requested one and all not to leave home except essential work. The security person are also dousing the fires set on dozens of public building and private property. You see, Nepali army has requested foreign national who are waiting for rescue that they will be provided immediate assistance through security agencies. And Tribhuvan International Airport is closed till 6 p.m. today. Back to you, Anuja.
Thank you. Thank you, Shweta, for that update. While the government has advised Indian citizens to defer travel to Nepal until the situation stabilizes, in an advisory, the government has advised Indian citizens presently in Nepal to shelter in their current places of residence, avoid going out onto the streets, and exercise all due caution. It also advised to follow local safety advisories from Nepal authorities as well as the Embassy of India in Kathmandu. In case of any assistance required, the government has also issued helpline numbers, that is, plus 977 +98 080 860 2881 and +977 981 032 6134 of the Embassy of India in Kathmandu. Security has been heightened along the India-Nepal border near Uttarakhand due to recent unrest and political upheaval in the neighbouring country Nepal. In border regions, intensive checking, patrolling and combing operations are being conducted jointly by the SSB and the police. Champawat District Magistrate Manish Kumar stated that police and SSB have tightened surveillance along the international border.
हमारे जो सीमावर्ती जितने भी गांव हैं वहां पे सभी ग्रामवासियों से बात की जा रही है. हमारे इंटरनेशनल बॉर्डर्स पे वहां पे एसएसबी पुलिस फॉरेस्ट विभाग के द्वारा लगातार निगरानी जारी है. लोगों ने नजर बनाए रखा है. कोई भी अप्रिय घटना न हो इसके लिए पूरी जो एहतियात है उसको बरता जा रहा है. इसके अलावा सोशल मीडिया पे भी हम लोगों ने लगातार नजर बनाई हुई है.
The Uttar Pradesh government has declared round-the-clock high alert across all districts that share a border with Nepal following the growing crisis in the neighbouring country. An additional police force has been deployed to further strengthen the security system in border districts. More from our correspondent.
To help the Indian citizens trapped in Nepal, a special control room has been set up in the Law and Order branch at Police Headquarters, Lucknow. Government has issued line numbers and WhatsApp number which will be operational 24/7. These numbers are 0522-239-0257. The WhatsApp number is 94544-01674. Apart from this, the social media unit of the police has been directed to continuously monitor any sensitive information or post related to Nepal and take immediate action if required. Uttar Pradesh shares its border with Nepal across seven districts: Shravasti, Balrampur, Behraich, Pilibhit, Lakhimpur Khiri, Siddharthnagar and Maharajganj. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi presided over a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to discuss the developments in Nepal. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "Violence in Nepal is heart-rending," expressing his anguish on the loss of lives of the young in Nepal. Prime Minister Modi stressed that the stability, peace and prosperity of Nepal are of utmost importance. Mr. Modi also appealed to the citizens of Nepal to support peace. On this Independence Day, from the ramparts of Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms by Diwali. His vision was realized as the GST Council on the 3rd of September approved rates rationalization, reducing tax rates in many sectors, easing the lives of citizens. Today, we look at how these reforms help the education sector.
The government has announced a big relief for the education sector by exempting the GST rates on stationery items. Under the new reforms, stationery items like pencils, sharpener, crayons, exercise books, graph books, maps, charts have been exempted from the earlier 12% GST, while erasers will see a reduction of GST from 5% to nil. Talking to media, an engineering student hailed the government for introducing the new GST reforms in the educational sector. The exemption will support their students by reducing education expenses. It will further help their students in government schools in rural areas, making the basic learning tools cheaper. With Vishnu, Soumya Sharan from Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. Assam Cabinet on Tuesday approved an SOP to implement the Immigrants Expulsion from Assam Act 1950 in a move to expedite the process of detection and pushback of illegal migrants. Under the SOP, the District Commissioner or DC will be empowered to issue an expulsion order to any person who, in the view of the DC, is a foreigner. Through this act, the DC will serve a 10-day notice to the suspect, and if he or she cannot prove his or her citizenship within this period, the DC will immediately issue an order to evacuate the person. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, briefing the media, said that the process of detection and expulsion of foreigners through the foreigners' tribunals is cumbersome and long-drawn.
While upholding Clause Section 6A of Citizenship Amendment Act, Supreme Court, through the constitutional bans, has clearly indicated that the government of Assam is free to use the Immigrant Expulsion from Assam Act 1950 to detect and deport foreigners.
The second phase of Char Dham Yatra begins in Uttarakhand. Helicopter services are expected to resume from 15th of September. The second phase of the Char Dham Yatra has begun in Uttarakhand. Garhwal Division Commissioner Vinay Shankar Pandey said that road-related issues persist on the Gangotri and Yamunotri routes.
चारधाम यात्रा का जो सेकंड फेज है वो आमतौर पर सितंबर में शुरू हो जाता है और शुरुआत के तीन चार दिनों में चूंकि वेदर काफी खराब था इसलिए 5 सितंबर तक यात्रा पर रोक लगाई गई थी लेकिन 6 से पुनः प्रारंभ हो गई है। बाबा केदार बद्री और हेमकुंड साहिब यात्रा यथावत चल रही है। गंगोत्री और यमुनोत्री में भी रोड के कुछ इश्यूज हैं। हालांकि छोटी गाड़ियां निकल सकती हैं लेकिन अभी भी सुरक्षा की दृष्टि से जब तक उसमें थोड़े बहुत काम और न हो जाए लेकिन हम उम्मीद कर रहे हैं कि 15 सितंबर तक आते आते ये सभी रूट हमारे थ्रू हो जाएंगे।
A joint team of Delhi Police Special Cell, Jharkhand ATS and Ranchi Police arrested a suspected ISIS terrorist this morning in Ranchi. Several electronic devices were also recovered. The suspected terrorist has been identified as Ashar Danish, who is originally from Petarwar in Bokaro district. The Delhi Special Cell had been searching for Danish for some time based on a case registered against him in Delhi. US President Donald Trump has asked the European Union to slap 100% tariff on countries including India and China for buying Russia oil. The US had already imposed 50% tariff and has now asked the European Union to impose sweeping duties on India as part of their so-called collective effort to increase pressure on Moscow to end its war on Ukraine. The president called a meeting with the senior US and European Union officials in Washington today and made the demand. He said the US is ready to go right now, but will only be going to do this if the European partners step up with us. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India and the US are close friends and natural partners. Responding to a post on Truth Social by the US President Donald Trump, Prime Minister Modi reaffirmed that he is confident and the trade negotiations between the two nations will pave the way for unlocking the limitless potential of the India-US partnership. Inter-ministerial teams of the central government visited various districts of Himachal Pradesh to assess the damage caused by natural disasters during the monsoon. During their two-day visit, the central teams inspected the affected areas in Chamba, Mandi, Kangra and Kullu districts, met the disaster-affected people and assured them of all possible assistance.
An inter-ministerial central team headed by Kamaldeep V. Patel, Deputy Secretary in the Ministry of Expenditure, inspected the damage caused by heavy rains, landslides and cloudbursts in Chamba district. During their visit, the central team held a review meeting with district administration and gathered detailed information about the losses. Deputy Commissioner of Chamba, Mukesh Repaswal, informed the central team that various departments in the district had suffered damages amounting to approximately 43,433 lakh rupees due to heavy rains. Meanwhile, another inter-ministerial central team led by G. Parthasarthi, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Home Affairs, visited the disaster-affected areas of Kullu district and carried out a detailed assessment of the losses. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Meanwhile, the IMD has forecast a heavy rainfall spell over East and Peninsular India during the next 4 to 5 days. And on to sports. In Asia Cup cricket, Team India is set to begin their campaign today against hosts UAE at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium in a Group A encounter. In the opening match of the Asia Cup cricket tournament, Afghanistan registered a massive 94-run victory over Hong Kong in Abu Dhabi last night. This was the Group B opener, which also includes Sri Lanka and Bangladesh. The top two teams from the group will advance to the Super 4 stage. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nepal Army imposes prohibitory orders and extends nationwide curfew in response to escalating unrest. Government advises Indian citizens to defer travel to Nepal until situation stabilizes. Assam government approves SOP to expel illegal migrants under 1950 Expulsion Act. US President Donald Trump asks EU to slap 100% tariff on countries including India for buying Russian oil. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over East and Peninsular India for the next 4 to 5 days. And in Asia Cup cricket, India is set to begin campaign against host UAE this evening at Dubai. And with that, we end the midday news.